and back again with Jimmy Allen and his air adventures. In the last episode, Jimmy and Speed Robertson left the airport to continue the course of flying instruction. Not far from the field, they sight a ship stunting. As Jimmy flies over toward it, the strange plane suddenly loops and nearly collides with the trainer. Jimmy recognizes the pilot as Major Moto, mysterious native of Manchuria, who is supposed to be an inexperienced student. And here they are as Jimmy shouts a warning to Speed.
Look out! Look out, Speed! He's going to hit us!
Now watch yourself, Jimmy. Hang on.
Us.
Now, the guy's crazy, whoever he is.
Major Moto's flying that ship. I'm sure of it.
I didn't get a good look at him, but I don't think so.
I'm sure of it, Speed. He's the only student in school with that kind of a helmet.
Whoever is flying that ship is no student. Those were pretty good loops.
That's just the point. He's an experienced pilot.
Well, maybe so, kid, but I can't be bothered keeping track of all your school students.
But don't you see? He's supposed to be taking primary training just like me. And here he is, stunning a ship.
Well, that's his business. You watch your own flying and forget about Major Moto.
Oh, gosh, if you could only see what I'm trying to
tell you. Come on, kid. We're going to do a few loops and rolls ourselves.
Oh, boy. I'm all for that. I'll follow you through, Speed.
Now, Jimmy, I'm going to give you a few stunts for this reason. Every good pilot should know how to maneuver a ship. If he ever gets into an awkward position, then he'll know what to do.
Do we have enough altitude?
Sure, 5,000 feet's enough. Now follow me through lightly on the controls, and we'll do a loop first.
Okay. I'm ready.
Now, here we go. Up and over. Now we're on her back. There's the ground again. Now cut the engine. There we are, and level off on the horizon.
Oh, gee. That was great.
Open up your engine and you try one.
How do you do it?
You dive your ship and driver to get up speed and pull back gently on the stick. Keep your rudder steady. Then when you get on your back, throttle back. Go ahead now and try it.
Okay. Well, here goes my first loop.
Now take it easy, kid. Don't get over too fast. Take it easy.
Are we all right?
Sure, we're on top of the loop now. Watch for your second horizon.
Okay. There it is.
That's pretty good. You came out a little cockeyed, but not bad at all.
Oh, say, that's fun.
All right, I'll do a couple of snap rolls now.
All set, but, well, how do you roll?
You ease back on your stick, and as you begin to climb, give her all your rudder, and bring your stick back over to the corner. Then, when you're about three quarters around, neutralize the control.
I see. It isn't as easy as looping.
It's easier when you get the hang of it. Now, watch this. We'll do one to the right. And this time, I want you to land the ship.
All right, Speed. Okay, I have it.
And say, Jim, always look around in the air for other ships that may be landing. And look over the field for other ships that may be taking off.
I'm pretty careful about that, Speed.
Now, you can't be too careful. You know my greatest ambition, don't you, Jimmy?
No, what's that?
The only way I ever expect to be hurt around an airplane is to be crawling out of that there cockpit and trip over my long white beard.
Hey, you really think you'll be flying when you're that old, Speed?
Sure, that's the greatest ambition of every sensible pilot, son.
Believe me, I hope you realize that ambition. Well, I'm going to start my glide.
You're flying the ship now. Go ahead.
I think I guessed right on my glide. This should bring us in right where the runways cross.
Come on now, don't glide in quite so fast. You're almost in a dive.
How's that? Is that better?
That's about right now.
Well, say, Speed, is that ship taxiing out going to be in my way?
No, he sees you. Go ahead. He's waiting for you to land.
All right. Now watch this landing.
Hey, that's great. That's a very smooth landing. A bird couldn't have done any better.
Oh, gee, thanks. Do you really think it was all right?
Sure, it was fine. Okay, take her up to the line now.
Hey, look at the new ship on the line. Wonder what it is.
Hey, that is a pretty job. Looks like a single-seater fighter. Seems to be some sort of a jet plane.
Yeah. You know, I feel better about my flying every day.
Ah, it won't be long now. You just need a little brushing up and a few more landings.
Hi, boys. This ship working all right today?
Everything hotsy-totsy, Flash.
Gee, Flash, I had a stunt ride today, and boy, it sure was fun.
Yeah, fun. I'm glad you like it. I'll take my looping and spinning in a rocking chair. I'm one of the best living room flyers you ever saw. All I need's an audience.
How about
you know,
that?
When I was fighting the...
Say, Flash, where did this hot-looking little bus come from up the line there?
Yeah. Whose ship is that, Flash?
Ain't that a honey? It's one of the new jet-propelled fighters. JX-97, I think they call them. Just come in a while ago. Hank St. John flew her in.
Well, of course. I know Hank well. He's been working for that outfit a couple of years.
Yeah. He brought her in here to demonstrate to Major Moto.
Yeah? The douche, you say?
Yeah, Hank tells me the Manchurian Air Force might buy a lot of them.
Well, is that so? Hey, I'd like to see Hank while he's here.
It's a swell-looking battle wagon. Rocket guns on it and everything.
All fixed up, huh? Well, I hope Hank does some good. Tell him I'm around here, will you, Flash?
Sure. He says he was gonna look you up, Speed.
Gee, I'd like to see that ship.
All right, cut your switches, kid. The engine's cool enough. If you want to walk up the room with me, Jim, I'll give you that book on aircraft instruments.
Oh, sure. I almost forgot. You bet I will, Speed. I want to read it.
Well, let's climb out of this buggy.
Right.
See you later, Flash. Keep her nose down.
Don't worry. I ain't getting in those stalls.
Well, it looks like your friend Major Moto might buy some airplanes.
You know, I'm sure that was Moto stunning the ship today.
Well, he may be an old pilot just enrolled as a student so he can get some flying time to keep his hand in.
Look, Moto told me himself he'd never been in the air before he came to this country.
Oh, you're unduly alarmed, Jimmy. Just forget all about this mystery business and you'll be better off.
Yeah, but look here, Speed. How do you account for that hunk of lead in the wingtip of that experimental jet plane you were testing, huh? You know, you can't laugh that off.
Well, I'll admit that has me puzzled. Well, here we are.
You know, you just don't take this seriously enough. You don't realize how many queer things have been happening around here.
Yes, it does look like someone may have tampered with my plane, all right. But I see no reason why this chap Moto would do such a thing.
Oh, yes, Speed, but that isn't all. There have been other things just besides that. Once in a while, you know something funny will happen, we're always starting to wonder about it. I'm telling you, it's rough.
Huh. Wonder who that is. Come in, come in. Oh, hello, Russell. How are you?
Howdy, Robertson. Oh, hello, Jimmy.
Hello.
Robertson, I dropped in to ask you a few questions. It's unnecessary, I believe, to tell you that I'm a special investigator for the government.
Yes, I know that, Russell.
What I'm going to ask you is not prompted from personal curiosity.
Well, no apologies are necessary. You're down here on official business. Is that the idea?
Exactly. You see, there have been a series of very peculiar circumstances which have occurred here at the field lately.
So I understand.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, Jimmy here has been running around, his mind cluttered up with a lot of wild ideas.
Just what is your connection with the Army Experimental Aircraft Factory?
Well, the central manager hired me to assist in flight testing that new jet fighter job of theirs. Captain Sweeney, I understand, approved of the matter.
And you ever worked for them before?
No, I'd never been inside their plant until yesterday. Well, I'll take that back. I did go down there one evening looking for Jimmy and then later to see Captain Sweeney. However, I didn't get inside the plant.
How long have you known Major Moto, Robertson?
I don't know Major Moto at all. Jimmy introduced me to him on the field one day. That's the only time I've ever met him.
You've known Mike Jones quite a while, haven't you?
Yes, I've known Jones a couple of years, I guess.
Robertson, in your experience with aviation, has it ever been necessary for you to work much on drawings and blueprints?
Yes, it has.
It happens, you see, that I'm a graduate aeronautical engineer.
Oh, yes, I see. I'd say, then, that you'd be pretty familiar with aircraft drawings and plans.
Yes, that's part of my business. Now, look here, Russell, let's cut out the sparring. What information are you after? If I can help you, I'll be glad to do it. Otherwise, I'll ask you to drop back when I have more time.
Just how much do you know about the plans of this new jet-propelled airplane?
What do you mean? Do you mean what they plan on doing with it?
I mean the drawings, the blueprints, the plans of the wings and other parts of the ship.
I know absolutely nothing about the drawings. I've never laid an eye on any drawings of that ship or any part of it.
I'm not so sure of that, Robertson.
Now, this whole thing is ridiculous. I have no reason or occasion for having any of the drawings, and I know nothing about them. I'm sorry, Mr. Russell, but I'll have to shove off. Here, Jimmy, the book you wanted is on the shelf under the table.
Okay, I'll get it, Speed. Gee, there's a lot of papers down here.
It's down there somewhere, Jim. Well, Mr. Russell, I'm sorry, but I...
Let's see that, kid, that bundle of papers you just laid down.
What? You mean these?
Yes, I mean those here. Oh, experimental aircraft factory, detail of wing construction.
What have you got there? What is that?
So you never saw any drawings of the jet plane, eh? Well, how did these blueprints get in your room, Robertson?
Yes, and we too would like to know how those drawings of the super-secret new jet-propelled fighter got into Speed Robertson's room. Is Speed, after all, a member of the gang? Oh, no, that doesn't seem possible. Let's listen and hear his explanation in the next exciting episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.